Governor Tony Evers' current state budget proposal included legalizing recreational marijuana. That's an idea Republicans in the legislature say they won't entertain. Evers and other supporters of legalizing pot say it would reduce unnecessary prison sentences and save money in the justice system, among other things. New research from the Badger Institute looked into just how many people in the state's prison system are sentenced for only marijuana-related offenses. And based on data from 2019, they make up a small share of Wisconsin prison sentences. Julie Grace is a policy analyst in the Badger Institute Center for Opportunity. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
First, make sure we understand what we're talking about when we refer to the state prison system. It doesn't include county jails, right?
That is correct. Yep, we are only talking about, as you mentioned, prison admissions in 2019 for this study.
And what did you find when you looked at data from that year on marijuana convictions?
Sure. And so I want to be super clear about what the data is measuring and what it's not measuring. So we were interested in determining just how many people were sentenced to prison for only a marijuana-related offense. And so we kind of broke those down into three categories, possession with intent to deliver, and manufacture deliver. This data does not, however, include cases where perhaps there were a more serious charge. So we only looked at individuals who were sentenced to prison in 2019 who had one of those three or a combination of those three types of charges. And they happened to be sentenced to prison or jail. They could have also gotten probation and those didn't show up. But as you mentioned previously, Keely, we found that only 21 people actually were sentenced to Wisconsin State Prison in 2019 for only a marijuana-related offense or a combination of such offenses.
So 21 of the 9,128. So that's a pretty small number, I think, when you're looking at it overall percentage-wise. Now, county jails handle most sentences that are a year or less, and if that data is not part of the system, that information might be harder to find. So what were you able to find when dealing with county jails?
Sure. So when we're looking at jail data, which, as you mentioned, would be for a sentence of 1 year or less, we found that 651 people were sentenced to a county jail in 2019 for a marijuana-only offense. So obviously that number is much higher than the number of prison admissions for marijuana. However, unfortunately, because we do not have statewide jail data or jail admission data, it's difficult to compare how much that is compared to the total number of admissions. But all things considered, I mean, it's a relatively low number, we thought, based on just looking at how many people go to jail in Milwaukee, for instance, in a given year. And so it makes sense that the jail number is a little bit higher. But still relatively low, I would think, all things considered, when we're talking about marijuana offenses, which I think a lot of people think account for a wide or a large number of admissions to prison and jail. But we found that that's actually just not the case, and that many times perhaps people are going to jail or prison with a marijuana conviction on their record, but they might have also been convicted of a more serious crime as well.
How do sentences for marijuana offenses compare with harder drugs?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is all not to say that the people in Wisconsin aren't going to prison for drug offenses. According to the Department of Corrections, actually 21% of all admissions in 2019, about 1,900 people were sentenced where their most serious charge was a drug offense. When you look at sentences where there just happened to be at least one drug charge, that number is even higher. That accounts for 31% of admissions, which is about 2,800 people. And so, you know, we did not look into what crimes those individuals are being sentenced for and charged with. However, we can deduce that those are probably for some of the harder, more serious drugs than marijuana.
One of the points made by proponents of legalizing marijuana, including Governor Evers, is that it would reduce costs in the criminal justice system. This conversation is happening in part because Governor Evers has proposed legalizing recreational pot. What are you hoping these numbers add to the conversation?
That's a great question. And I should say that we didn't really look into whether Governor Evers' policy or budget proposal was good policy or not. We just kind of wanted to get a snapshot of what's the current system look like. How many people are being sentenced for only marijuana-related offenses? But when you do kind of do back of the napkin type math, I guess, for just those 21 cases, the cost savings, at least to the state prison system, is really not that much. It would maybe come out to around like $1 million. But we did not attempt to calculate where the cost savings would come from other areas of the criminal justice system. So, there may be additional savings to police departments or prosecutors, or courtrooms, but, since the number of people being sentenced and admitted for just marijuana offenses are so low to the state prison system, it's safe to assume that the cost savings would also be low as well.
Julie, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Julie Grace is a policy analyst in the Badger Institute Center for Opportunity, and she talked with us about data showing that fewer than 1% of state prison sentences in 2019 were related solely to marijuana offenses.